Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time now for our Unified Bank referees profile. That's right. This is a little bit of a different one, but there's a reason. It's a former Nailer, and it's Riley Brace who's working our game tonight. And Riley, what made you take the step from playing to officiating?
I had a buddy who's in the NHL as a ref, and the last couple summers he's been constantly putting it in my ear that whenever I was thinking about being done playing to get into the refereeing, how they were looking for referees that played high level at the next for them to step in. And then talking to another former Nailer last season too, Jarrett Burton, he had mentioned about the NHL Combine and how he was going to apply for it. So I said, you know what? It's a good time for me to try it out, and going with a buddy, a former teammate to it, would make things a lot easier. We went, we had a great time there, and things moved pretty quickly after that, you know? So a couple years of thinking about it, and then finally just putting 2 feet in and saying, you know what, it's the time, I'm going to try it out, and you know what, things have gone great so far.
What's your schedule look like? What types of games do you have? I know that you're working in a tandem situation with a partner here tonight.
Yeah, so 25% of the games are four-man. Each team gets 25%, I believe, of their games. That's four-man officiated. So my schedule is all over the place. I'm here this weekend. I'm in Fort Wayne and Cincinnati next weekend. A couple three-man games on my next schedule, so I'll be the only referee out there for that, which is nice. You know, you're going to get to change things up a little bit and really see what I'm made of as a ref. But you know what? Doing the four-man stuff has been great so far, only a couple games into the season. But I'm really enjoying it and, you know, trying to find my way in it.
Do you feel like the four-man helps you get acclimated and you have someone that you can bounce ideas off of rather than having the whole game to yourself right away?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the four-man just allows you to, when you're focusing on the play, they can watch, your partner can watch behind the play and vice versa, right? If you're blocked out in a corner and you can't really see something, you have a partner who can pick you up. You know what? It's the same thing as players. You have five guys on the ice, right, making plays, and if you can't get something, somebody can come into the battle and help you. It's the same thing with officiating, right? If you're blocked out and you can't see something, but your partner's out in the neutral zone, he's got a good line of sight at it, he can go ahead and make that call. Whereas, you know, sometimes in the three-man games, you're doing it all, right? You're in the play, you're behind the play, you're in front of the play, you're all over the ice, and you know what? Sometimes it's tough to make calls when you can't see it and you're focused on other things. But I've really enjoyed the four-man so far. Haven't done any three-man games. So, you know what, sometime in this next schedule here, I'll get a couple three-man games and we'll get an interview after that and we'll see how that goes.
You mentioned in the beginning of the interview that the sport is trying to go more towards players that have played becoming officials. Why do you think that's beneficial, and what knowledge do you have as a former player that you think helps you from the officiating standpoint?
Well, I think for me, it's a couple things, right? It's my skating, my hockey sense. I think that's a big thing is, you know, you have guys that played at a high level, that know the game, that know what kind of plays are coming, so it's easier to not be in the way, not be in the play, but as well, feel the temperature of the game, right? Especially to stay calm in certain moments, right? When you've played in big games, whether it be game sevens or overtime games and stuff like that, you have that mentality to calm things down and cool things down. It's the same thing with officiating, right? You know the emotions of the game. You know the emotions that the players are going through, whether it's a must-win game or a team's coming in after losing. You know that they're going to be a little bit upset. They're going to be a little bit on edge. My job to kind of cool things down, but not to overanalyze or overcall things that might be a little chintzy or things that probably shouldn't be a penalty that would make things go a little bit hotter. So I think just with the former players, you just have that hockey sense, right? You can feel the game, whether it's getting a little bit too out of hand or whether it... you know, is right where it needs to be. But again, everything's going to be learning. But again, I'm pretty confident in myself and my skating and my mindset.
Obviously, you're still very new with this, but is there anything that's jumped out at you in your first few games that you thought, man, I wish I had a better grasp of this when I was playing, or I wish I felt this differently than I do now seeing it from a different set of eyes?
From a different set of eyes, it's a little different, right? You get to see what... how the coaches are interacting with you, how the players are interacting with you. You have a different jersey on now. You know, I've had a couple games so far, and I've had a couple players, you know, say to me that I've probably never played hockey a day in my life. And, you know, with me, that just it makes me chuckle a little bit, right? Because, you know, you want to earn that respect factor of them. You don't want to go out and tell them, you know, this is what I have done, this is what I've accomplished in my career or anything like that. You just kind of let it sit and, you know, laugh those things off. But you know what? Just for me, it's just about learning, right? And luckily for me, I've had some great partners so far. Joe and Steven, who just moved on to the American League, have really helped me, teaching me ways. My buddy Ghislain Hébert, too, he's been fantastic for me back home in Ottawa, hooking me up with all my referee stuff and just being able to bounce ideas. He's been a real good mentor for me, which has been fantastic. But again, like I said, it's just going to be me learning through experience, right? You can't do it until you actually do it. So, you know what? We'll see. Maybe around January 1st, I think I'll have a lot better grasp on things. But you know what? I'm having a great time so far doing it, and I'm glad I jumped into this.
Okay, there's an elephant in the room here today, and I'm sure that people want me to be very careful with how I ask this question, but how bizarre is it that you get Wheeling and Reading going head-to-head against each other because of, well, you know, Game 7, overtime, 2016, and, well, you ended that series?
Yeah, I mean, it, great memories, right? It just, like I said earlier, I had a fantastic time in Wheeling, the organization and the people that I met there, like lifelong friends. It was a little bit funny when I saw it on the schedule. I said, you know what, I'm going back to Reading. I told my partner here tonight, I'm like, I'm pretty sure during that series we spent a whole week here. We were at the Rawlings store and getting bats made and gloves made and everything. But you know what? It brings back great memories. I mean, I had a great time in the East Coast League as a player. Some of the best memories of my life, some of the best memories of my professional career. So, yeah, weird in a sense, but also like a little bit full circle where, you know what, now I'm back in a different position, same rank, same ice, same two teams going at it. Now I just don't have the stick in my hands and I can't be the one scoring the goal, you know? So super cool, though. That's definitely cool.
You mentioned Jarrett Burton earlier in the interview. We did the Zoom call during the COVID times where everybody got a chance to come together. Do you still get a chance to talk to a lot of those 2016 guys? That seemed like a real special group.
All the time. I mean, like I said, we have a group chat. I mean, anybody who hasn't seen the 2016 Zoom that we did, it was a great time. Just getting to see everybody's faces again. But we have a group chat going. You know, we had a conversation the other day. Johnny McCarron, who recently retired, he had sent in the group chat. He's like, hey, if you and Burtz are ever down in Florida and you're doing a game, he's like, I will unretire just so I can come out there and be a part of it with you guys. But super close with those guys. You know, nothing's changing there. Still constant communication with Torquato. Still on a family plan, phone family plan with a couple of the guys too. So that thing hasn't changed, you know. It's been, what, 6 years, 7 years, maybe even 8 years at this point since that time. But, man, looking back, great memories, fantastic experience, you know, nothing bad to say.
You see the team on the road tonight, but I assume at some point this season, West Banco Arena is going to be coming on the Google Maps for you to go to. So what will that experience be like, seeing the fans and getting a chance to go into that building again?
Oh, man, get chills just thinking about it. Playing in West Banco was phenomenal. That playoff run that we had was phenomenal there. You know, the way that the town supported us and the crowd was supporting us. If I do get a chance to come back there and do a couple games or even one game there this year, it'll definitely be special, that's for sure, especially seeing the banner up in the rafters. You know, I haven't had a chance to see that there yet. But and the new renovations and everything that was done to it, it would definitely be an exciting time. But I do have a job to do, and it's a little bit different than scoring goals. So it'll be a little bit different, but again, it'll be a great experience.
Final question, how'd you land on four? Was that first guy on the job, your first year, you get it as a rookie, or is there something significant to four?
No, you know what? It must be Joe and Steven, the guys that were in charge. That was the number that they gave to me. And you know what? It's a great jersey number. You know, looking at some of the former refs that have worn it, and Wes McCauley, obviously, in the NHL, you know what? It allows you to be a part of the group. And you know what? I'm super excited about it. But, yeah, no significance yet.
Riley, I can't thank you enough for everything that you did in your 2 years in Wheeling and also for taking some time to chat with me today and be able to connect with the fans back home. It'll be a blast watching you tonight. Have a good game out there.
Thanks, Deej. Appreciate it, buddy.
Referee Riley Brace, a former Wheeling Nailer, our Unified Bank Nailers profile tonight. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.